Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday. I have my co-host on the line, Taylor Danes, and I'm sorry, I have my hair tonight, Medisa, and Andre tonight. Okay, we got to stop singing. Okay, so welcome to The Code. Hey, family, how are you all doing tonight?
Hey,
y'all. Hey, what's up, man? How y'all
feel? Hey, so tonight we're just going to sing. Like, can we talk just for a little bit? Like, we're going to talk about everything, no matter what it is.
I'm
just
talking
about
it. Let's talk about it.
What got me is that I was trying to pause the song, and my little tablet just kind of froze a little bit. So that's why y'all got to hear it a little bit longer than normal. But we definitely are here for The Code tonight to just kind of shoot the shit and talk random stuff that's been going on. And maybe we can get some questions from some listeners or whatnot. So that's what we're here to do tonight. Let's get the disclosure on out there. We drink, we cuss, we say bad things. We are your inappropriate-ass friends. So that's what it is. That's what we are. So as I take my sip of my Electra wine, because I've been feeling it in my spirit. When I saw Andre earlier, okay. He was fried, died, and laid to the side. Are you still fried?
Huh?
Oh,
I guess he sounds like he might be.
He sounds like he done tipped over the whole bottle.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like.
Ain't nobody strong. I'm in the zone. What are you talking about?
In the zone means that he is drunk. That's what that is. That's what that is. So, brother,
hey, what's up, man? Yeah, how y'all feeling?
Oh, so what is that
okay,
voice?
You
what,
got
what
the old
this?
Drunk uncle voice. Where does that voice come from? Shit.
What is that voice?
Hey. That's blame me. Blame Patron, a.k.a. Patrick Ronald.
No, I'm going to blame the adult. I'm going to blame the adult who drunk it. Like,
I'm not about to do this with you today.
But this is about to be like a really shameless plug. That's what I'm about to do. make it really quick. So Cocktails and Combos is officially up on YouTube. You can check it out. The first episode is up, and you can watch. Please give your feedback. If you decide to subscribe to the channel, then please do, and make sure you hit the bell so you can be the first one to get the new episode every Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. So that's what I've been up to. And this week has been busy. It was my last day with the guys over at WQFX on Wednesday because I return to the wind down on next Wednesday. So this week has been interesting. I get to meet people. So that's what I've been doing this week. So what y'all been up to this week? What y'all been doing? What's your life? Who y'all been cussing out? Who you been showing out on? I know Draymond's showing out on people.
I've been cussing out my lawyer every day for the last 3 weeks, so.
Damn.
Dear Lord. Cuss out no more. She trying her best. She doing. And it seems as though Ramon is joining us tonight. So Ramon said that inappropriate with the question mark. He said, y'all need Jesus. You know what? I got a little bit of Jesus.
I got a whole lot of Jesus.
I pray every morning and every night.
Tell him to have several seats. Don't get it twisted. We got a whole lot of Jesus over here. Stop it, Ramon.
No, we got. We still some works in progress. Ain't nobody perfect. Mm-hmm. I still drink wine, but I don't. You know, I know we can drink, but we're not supposed to get drunk.
Look, you tell him that he who is without sin cast the first stone, and them stones gonna start falling on your feet, Ramon. How about that, partner?
And also, we have our lovely people from the AT&T. Out there in Southfield, Michigan. So thank you all so much for joining us back at the Cold. We missed you guys. Where have you been?
Hey, y'all.
And so if y'all have questions tonight, we're just kind of just shooting the shit tonight. So if you got questions, we are here to answer your questions because that's what we do here. I do have a question. So, I know we've talked about our types or whatever. Like, we all have our type and preference that we have or whatever. And so I was having a conversation with one of my friends today, and I was telling them, like, this guy, he keeps trying to talk to me. He's just not my type. Like, this is not the same guy that I'm not interested in. This is another guy that's just, like, definitely not my type, and I pay him no mind. And so we were talking about how, you know, there's always somebody for that person, but it's just not us because we know we're not interested or whatever. So do you have a type, Medisa? Like, if you look at the guys that you dated, do they all have like some type of similarity or whatnot? Same thing for you, Dre, and your poor female.
Yeah, I do have a type. Absolutely, I think everybody has a type. You know. Absolutely, I have a type because I'm a little short chick, you know. So you know how that goes. I got a type, and it's okay to have a type. So you know.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I know that, you know what, lately, it's crazy because I've noticed that my type has definitely changed over the years. Definitely has changed. But it's weird. It's kind of weird to me. Because back in the day, I'm going to tell you like this. Yeah, I found out that I don't like light-skinned men. I don't like them. I don't care for them. Yeah, I'm the brightest thing on the show. But guess what? I don't really care for them because they get to acting like girls and whatnot lately. So I ain't really interested in them like that. And that comes from years of dealing with it. And I'm like, I'm not putting up with that crap these days. But,
right.
So yeah, we're talking that preference. Like, it's just not that spectacular for my life. I like men. And I just say, what's so funny is that most people didn't realize, like, I like chastity men.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I like them old chocolate. I like my old brown chocolate men, and to go with my light skin off.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we do have a question from. We're gonna come back to this. We have a question from Darren in security. He wants to know. Is it being a Mitch if you tell your female friend her new dude interest is foul? What do you mean he's foul? Like he ain't
yeah.
Like he ain't shit ass nigga? Like is that what that means?
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, we got questions. Is he? Because it could go several ways. So is it that he's an ain't shit ass nigga or he just like what do you mean by foul?
Yeah, explain.
Okay, I'm trying to get an answer here.
Okay.
Because you know you can be an ain't shit ass nigga. Somebody told me that I wasn't shit, and guess what I did? Laughed at him. He said if he has, okay, if he has knowledge of his dirt. So he's an ain't shit ass nigga. Oh, that's what that is. Okay. Darren, you might not be able to say that, but we say that here. tell her. Even though she may react in a way that, you know, she'd be like, no, he ain't doing this, he ain't doing that. You still be her friend and be like, listen. This guy may not be the dude for you. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I'm letting you know as your friend, this dude ain't no good. Now, she has to see it for herself that he ain't no good unless she trusts you a whole bunch. But, yeah, tell her. Why not tell her? That's your friend. You don't want your friend looking like a dummy out here in these streets. What type of friend are you if you're not going to tell her? I'm going to question your friendship to me if you don't tell me no stuff.
Right.
Like, but allow me to make my own decision about it.
Right.
Yeah, because now I can act like I ain't shit, you know.
You got that right.
Oh, okay.
That's not what you told me today. Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Okay. He said his female friend is hating because she didn't give him a chance. Oh, so she friend-zoned you. And so she's going to think that you're being a hater. No, she doesn't
have your
friendship.
The story of my motherfucking life.
What? You're a hater. You are a hater.
Oh.
I guess no. Like,
oh.
I think what if she curved you, brother, and you got curved into the friend zone, then she ain't got no need to hate. She doesn't need to think that you're being a hater unless you still have these feelings. But if she thinks, like, how much does she value the friendship if she thinks that you're going to hate on everything that comes to a relationship with her? You're not, like, if you really genuinely care for her and y'all are friends, that process should never be there. That's just me. What you think about these ones?
Yeah, I'm kind of where you at with that one. You know, like, yeah, I can agree exactly. I mean, we on the same page there. You know, no, I just think
okay. Guys
have to be careful. I think guys have to be careful because you don't ever want to look like you got to always think about your motive. You know what I mean? It's all about the timing and things like that. So you have to be. You got to be careful, you know, because
yeah. Depending
on how quickly you provide that information, you know what I mean, it can kind of make, it can turn the tide less in your favor, and you'll be sitting around looking crazy, you know what I mean?
Funky,
and
bitch.
You'll just be looking like the nigga,
the one that's shook.
You're shook. You know what I'm saying? Your ass is shook. You just sitting there like, okay, your ass is shook. That's why you feeling some kind of way. So you feel you got to say this, you know what I mean? So it's all about timing and all about motive. You know what I mean? If you coming from a good place, right? You know, then
and that's it. And that's
and
based on any type of friendship. That doesn't even have, it doesn't have to be male and female friendship. It's the same way. I've been in situations where it's been a female acting simple because I got a dude. So Ramon,
mm-hmm. Don't
disagree with me. It's friendship. I deal with friendship all the way around, whether you male or female. You better, if you know some shit about my dude, you better tell it. Point blank,
and
period,
and
let me
and
deal.
The thing
don't,
is, but don't. But my thing is, don't put me in a situation. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about it, why you just said that, like some females, like they're shady when it comes to certain things. You know what I'm saying? You know, a bitch will have a whole other story and a whole other life about this dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? She may have known him back in the day. And she might have tried to holler, and he wasn't trying to feel her, and then all of a sudden, you know, he with you, and then, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's all about
motive.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the thing. That's how people are. You know what I'm saying? You look up, and this bitch will be shook because y'all was in the seventh grade, and they went to the same middle school, and he didn't like her. You know what I mean? And he was talking about her. He made fun of her, and she was trying to holler at him, and she had this big crush, and he just didn't notice her. And here we are, fast forward 20 fucking years later, when you a grown-ass person, right? You a grown adult with all these other things going on in your life. And then here she bumps into him again to see that it's him. Is that such and such or such and such? And then he goes to such and such. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, you know, he really ain't shit. So what's her motive? Because she's feeling some kind of way because back in seventh grade she never got over that heartbreak because old boy didn't pay no attention to her. And it's the same exact way with dudes, you know what I'm saying? People, it's all about people's motives. You know what I'm saying? You have to check a person's motives because the thing is at the end of the day, people are not going to always come out and tell you 100% who the fuck they are. You know what I'm saying? They'll pretend all day long. You know what I'm saying? And then you look up
mm-hmm. And
you got some old buried secrets that ain't nobody told you nothing about. And you be like, well, why the fuck didn't you tell me? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, okay, well, now you want to tell me all of a sudden? Now you want to try to pull this out of the hat? But you could have just been honest with me and said, oh, girl, you know what? Back in the day, I used to have a crush on him, blah, 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 blah. That way you put yourself in the clear because if I find out some bullshit after the fact, right, and you could have just came up straight up and told me when you didn't seen him 1,700 times because you always, you know what I'm saying, you know he's my dude, you know what I mean? You could have just told me the real deal right then and there. But if you withhold that information, think your motive is messed up. So you feeling some kind of way. And then he comes out and says, oh, you know what, she's just lying. Because she used to like me back in the day, or 6 months before I met you, I was at the club, and she tried to holler, and I didn't holler at her. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, 6 months before we, you know, I took her home on one night stand, and I never called her after me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's those type of things. It's all about motive. It's all about keeping it real. And people don't know how to do that.
I've definitely seen that happen. I've seen it. and literally, it's so funny. When you said, like, the seventh grade and all that, so it was one situation with a friend, like, a really close friend. She and I didn't grow up together. We met later on in life. You know what I mean? And it was crazy. She was, you know, sitting talking to a guy, and I was like, hey, I know that dude. We went to high school together. She was like, oh, he and I went to middle school together. Like, that's how crazy it was. And me and him briefly had a situation while we were in high school. Didn't think anything of it. Still talk to him to this day. It's not that serious. So they were talking, and they ended up in, like, a little situation in our adulthood. And so she comes to me and she says, you know, me and such, we've been seeing each other. And I kind of looked at her like, okay. And she's like, you're not mad. I said, like, girl, look, we are in our 30s. I talked to him when I was in high school. I didn't even talk to him while I was in college. I met you while I was in college. Like, I don't care. So time goes on, and she felt like she still kind of had to keep it a secret. I was like, why are you keeping it a secret? I do not care. You know, I don't care about it. And she was like, I didn't want you to feel away. Okay, what you're going to, I said, as my friend, you're still learning me. Because we're always learning each other as we go through life, but you're still learning. Girl, that ain't nothing I'm worried about. Now, it'd be something different if it was my current dude that you tried to holler at, and I knew we would have a problem. And I'm going to tell you about that in a second. This is different. Right. Same family, different situation. And so, like, I'm not going to care about that. So, fast forward, her cousin has tried to holler at a dude that, I mean, we talk, we see each other, it's like that, but it's not like a whole, that's my boyfriend. That's not my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a boyfriend, I'm single. And so, he texts me. It was so funny because he... I had posted a picture of me and her. He got me a text message and said, your bestie is a freak. I said, what? What are you talking about? I said, now you have to explain yourself before I cut you through this text message. So he quickly explains himself and says, hey, she tried to holler at me some months back through a website or whatever. And keep in mind, I'm the type of person who keeps my private life very private. Like, but if you meet my friends, then we're really serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be super serious for you to meet any of my friends and my family. So keep in mind, she doesn't know this and whatnot. So I said, okay. I said, now, did you ever meet her? He was like, no, she's not my type. And this same person who we're talking about types today. And so he was like, she's not my type. I said, what do you mean she's not your type? He was like, damn it, girl, I said she ain't my type. I was like, but I still want to know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And he was being a meanie pants or whatnot. And he was just like, she's just not my type. She's a BMW, which means body made wrong. And she got booty do. And I was like, oh God, like what? I said, I'm not even gonna push this with a 10-foot pole. But you see how, but I'm not gonna trip over, I'm not necessarily tripping over it, because if you ain't smash, and she's the one, like, she didn't know, but she, and you didn't smash her, so why do I care? You know? So that's interesting enough. So some chicks are easy to deal with. Others, not so much.
I believe
it. So I got to cut. Ramon's just, they didn't come so quick with them. I got to keep up with my inbox. Still on this kind of subject, and we're going to get to Amanda in a second. But can a woman trust a man's perspective or advice on another man, especially if she's really feeling him? Okay, so she can take it into perspective. She may not, she can listen, and she can file what this person is saying. That's me. That's what I do. If my best friend, Dre, comes up to me and says, such and such ain't shit. I saw him with this girl. He was kissing on her. Okay. I think you should do X, Y, and Z. Okay. I'm going to listen. I'm going to file it. But I need, me and that person need to have a conversation. So it's not like I'm not trusting my best friend. I'm taking the knowledge that my best friend has brought me and filing it and making sure this ninja over here is going to tell me the truth. Now, because if I find out you done told me, you done shot me a lie, then we don't have a problem. So
right.
I'm always going to give you an opportunity to get yourself out of the situation that you're in. I'm going to give you a chance. I ain't going to just jump to conclusions and start acting a donkey-ass fool. I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm only going to give you one to get the truth out your system. Because if you give me the truth, that gives me the opportunity to say, yes, I'll stay, or no, you got to go. Don't take my choices from me. So I think you can put in perspective what a person has said to you and and not do that. So Amanda in customer service wants to know, is it weird feeling, wait a minute, is it weird feeling like a hoe watching a guy get dressed after sex if he is rushing to put his clothes on? Do you ladies watch guys get dressed? Girl.
Wait a minute, what?
Let me reread this. Is it weird feeling like a hoe watching a guy get dressed after sex? No. Okay. No, it's not. If he getting ready to go,
no.
He just can't stay tonight. That was a booty call.
And then you,
everybody.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Everybody ain't meant to sleep in your goddamn bed. Get your ass up out of here and put your clothes on and get up. Maybe he feels like the hoe. You might not feel like the hoe if you got yours. He might feel like the hoe. He's like, man, this, she putting me out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I was just going to say, you know what I'm saying, it depends on the situation. You know what I mean? If you know that he, y'all already had this conversation, and he's like, you know, babe, I got to go to work, or I got to do such and such, and I'm about to come over there and, you know, so I'm coming on my lunch break or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? He's going to have to get up and go, so he ain't going to be able to lay up with you, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, you know what I'm saying? Don't feel like that. Now, it's a totally different story if, you know what I'm saying, this is something that happens all the time, I feel like, you know what I mean? Because the least a nigga can do after he smashes is lay there with you for a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? At some point.
That's if you got feelings for him. Because if y'all know me, I'm an old non-feeling ass having person.
Yeah, you can't listen to me. She doesn't have any feelings. She's a savage.
So you got Medusa who has feelings. And then you have Imaj, who's a dude on the inside. Get your ass up out of here and get something.
I'm just saying.
Get your ass up out of here. So with you. No. Some people are actually like really legit have like a feeling for it, and I can lay there and cuddle and talk for hours on top of hours. But it's just some shit that I just need to get this monkey off my back. Get your ass out of here.
But I need specializing in, we gonna call it fucking fleas. That's what we gonna call it.
Smash and dash. So let's get to the other questions, and then I'm gonna give you some information that was just sent. Okay, if he's rushing Okay. Do you feel like I don't know if she's rushing to put his clothes on? And do you guys, do we watch men put their clothes on? I watch them put their clothes on. I watch them take their clothes off. I don't know. I mean, what do you mean? I don't know. I watch men period because I like my men to be a certain type of way. So if I'm watching my tattoo favorite take his clothes off, I like to watch him still put his clothes back on too. Does that make me weird? Hello? Wait a minute. What's going on? I feel like I'm talking to myself. Oh, because my niece's line dropped. That's why I feel like the Dre just sitting over there peeking. Okay, so let me tell y'all this right quick also. I'm on my new tablet, so I'm trying to I have to refresh stuff. So that's why I was like, wait a minute, I feel like I'm talking to myself. Okay, so Medusa, you're back. Drake is over there laughing like he ain't having a goddamn conversation with us tonight. He's over there laughing and shit.
I can't deal with him right now. Drake,
we're not going to deal with him. He's a drunk. Like, he probably been drinking. Because I saw him a little bit after 8 o'clock and he was already drunk. Wonder how long he's been drinking today. But, say what was it? So, Medusa, do you watch men put their clothes back on?
Yeah, they sexy. Yeah, absolutely. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
They sexy.
I think it's kind of nice, you know. That little, you know, you just kind of sit there and kind of watch them like, hey, boo, yeah, you just put it down. You're about to go back to work and do what you do. Okay, great. I'll see you when you get off.
Yeah, like, you know. So she also said after her comment, she thinks that he gets dressed too fast. Anything within 20 minutes of finishing, she feels like she's being used.
No. What type of relationship?
I think they need to reevaluate that relationship.
Because I can understand her feeling some kind of way. But if it's a smash and dash, then, you know, baby, they smashing and they dashing. You know what I mean? Just like you can smash and you dash too. You know what I'm saying? Not saying I'm just keeping it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? You got to reevaluate the relationship because because it could be in a situation such as this, is that in your mind, this relationship is something different than what it is. Because as women, we are emotional creatures. And, you know, whether we like to believe it or not, sex is most of the time for women an emotional thing versus for men, it's a physical thing. So the question is, what is the status of the relationship? You know what I mean? And then you need to judge.
I agree.
Based on the relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's my advice, baby girl.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree. So we need to determine what exactly that situation is. Because if it's a booty call, like it can be a quickie in the middle of the day. I'm not gonna feel like I'm used. You know, I'm not gonna feel like that. Like if that's something that we both want and we got time in our day to get it. Because we both gonna get dressed quick. We ain't got time to lay up here and cuddle and talk. We got places where we have to be.
Exactly. In a situation like that, somebody's either coming or somebody's going at the end of the day. You got to just say, you got to put it like that. You know what I mean? Whether you're going to him or he's going to you, if that's the way it's going down. So we got to determine the size of that relationship.
Okay. So we would have to, So, Amanda, we would have to determine what kind of relationship you all are in. So that's actually what you may want to talk to this person about and see exactly what that situation may or may not be. And then if the once the conversation is had, let them know, hey, look, we're here for 20 minutes, and it's like you get dressed real quick. What's going on? Let's have a conversation about it. Definitely have a conversation, because if you don't have a conversation, you don't know, and now you assume it. So, and we all know what that means. So figure that part out, and then you'll get your answers. The next question says, the men on the floor want to know, have you and Dre ever fell out over the man code? What exactly is the man code? What does that mean?
I'm clueless.
I don't know, but I don't know.
So I'm waiting for a response.
What the hell happened?
What's the man code? Do you know?
Because I'm going to tell y'all like this. Dre thinks I'm a guy on the inside for whatever reason. He sometimes forgets that I'm a female.
Imagine that.
He does. I think he forgets that I'm a female.
Medisa, I got a story to tell you when we get off this phone.
I know. I already know, because she's a savage.
You
I'm telling
know
you.
You know how she get down.
I know how she get. You ain't got to tell me, honey. Yeah. So we wonder why that is, Imaj.
Okay, so
because I called her a trifling ass dude today.
First of all, Ramon, I don't have double F cups ever. So I said on the inside, on the outside, I'm straight up female, big boob, fat ass, all that. But I want to know what this man code situation is. What that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah.
So stop making reference to my tits and go ahead about your business now.
Wow.
Wait. I'm making reference to my titties.
I don't know what the code is. I'm confused. I don't get it either. I don't clarify, guys. I think they're trying to clarify. They're typing.
Okay, the man code is protecting the integrity and respect of another man. Has he ever shitted or thrown shade on a dude or not told you about a guy? Nah. My best friend.
No.
No. We don't fall out about stuff like that.
Rain on bike.
Nah, we ain't gonna fall out about no shit like that. We don't really fall out. You know what? We have fallen out.
For real,
I be
feeling
like
sorry for
listen.
Them dudes, yeah.
You don't like to live it. But when he says he feels sorry for him, he sometimes does, because he was like, man, why is he fucking with you? Like, don't he know you batshit? Like, why is he, like, he'll question why.
Not only that you was batshit,
you was a pimp. I'm not no pimp. Not a pimp. No way.
The original
player. I just got finished watching Martin. Y'all so funny. No, we definitely don't fall out about no shit like that. That's just like, we wouldn't fall out over my girl code. We're not going to fall out over that. We're not. We just not. Because I remember when he was in a relationship, I guess people thought like, oh, you know, so she's his best friend. She's always, she's going to lie to him. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. I don't lie for that dude. I don't do that. He going to shoot you some straight stuff.
No, I ain't gonna throw you up under the bus. I ain't gonna lie for you. I ain't gonna do none of that. And I ain't gonna throw you up under the bus. Girl, I am not in your relationship. That's something you gotta talk to him about. And I ain't gonna let him disrespect your relationship. Like, I'm not gonna let him go out here and smash these hoes while he in a relationship with you. You gonna do right by her. No matter what, you gonna do right by her. And when you get ready to break up, then y'all just break up. And I ain't even got to stay friends with him. Mm-mm, what for? What? Girl, I was with him because he was, that's my best friend. I probably wouldn't have talked to you on a regular day.
Okay, so listen. Listen to this. Is Dre a friend or a friend who happens to be a guy?
What?
What the fuck does that mean?
Dre is my best friend. My road dog. My, if you see me, you see him type shit. What? That's just like with Renata. See me, you see her. Like, what does that mean? Everybody's treated equally. I'm not sure what that means, so we're going to bypass that.
Okay, but then.
Back to this dude telling me I ain't shit earlier today.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
I am worth everything. I'm tired of him telling me I ain't shit. He makes me sick. Huh? I'm tired of you telling me that. Because if an ain't shit-ass person will tell you a lie. Okay? Me, on the other hand, I ain't going to lie to your ass just because you're feeling. I'm not going to lie to you. What for? Why should I lie? I told you the truth. It's your choice to stay or go.
Thank you.
So I don't understand why he said it earlier. That ain't shit. That's all right. Okay. So this is what this. Okay. So they're saying that they're all intrigued by our friendship. Do you make it a point to be friends with Dre's girlfriends? I try to get to know them. I do. Until them bitches stop out of pocket. I do. I legit try to be nice to them. I invite them places. I try to get to know them. If there's an emergency or something, she does have my phone number. Like it's not a, like, that's my friend. That's like my brother. Like, come on, that's like my brother.
Why is there a question about us today? What the fuck?
I was just about to say, they are really
sometimes people don't understand the dynamic.
Our relationship, like, y'all friendship, like, they really on one about that. Like, come on now. Y'all being
weird.
Sometimes people don't
understand that women and men can actually have a legit-ass friendship that does not include sex and all of that. Like,
that's what's wrong with this world. That's what's wrong with this world. People don't believe in shit like that. Like, come on, y'all. Move. Y'all got some other questions? Come on now. Because I'm getting, you know. I'm like, Dre. Come on now, damn it. I'm just irritated.
Damn it, man.
That's my
best friend. I'm going to tell you like this. If a bitch try to show out on my best friend, she don't get dealt with. That's my best friend. That's just like if any dude try to show out on my best friend, Renata. Guess what? She gonna get dealt with. Like, either way, it doesn't matter. Like, so would you question the fact that if me and Renata were so close, if we've done anything? What? Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
Okay, so Gina texted.
Okay.
It's so funny. Dre said he had a dream one time that that I shot somebody. And I was like, come on, drive. Like, you know, have them dreams with your mate. Like, I shot somebody. Like, what? It's funny. So Gina in tech support wants to know,
Should you remove yourself from being too close to Dre when he is with someone? Do you think your presence intimidates them?
No, because she don't never be with me like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we together 24/7. Like we live around the corner. Like we damn the Golden Girls.
No,
because
he live across town. I got a goddamn job. I got multiple things that I'm doing. I'm not always with Drake.
Exactly. And I do my comedy and I do my sketch comedy.
And
it's,
so
it's just like we only talk
together
when something dumb happens. They don't get that.
Yeah. I don't see my best friend every day. I don't talk to my best friend every day. I need to understand, like, I need to have a whole ass relationship, and it won't, what? Okay, I need to understand why y'all care.
Are these real people,
or
is this somebody that's undercover trying to find out some information? What the fuck going on?
It sounds so shady. Like, I don't understand how you guys can just continue to go on and on and on. They best friends. They a male and a woman. A male and a female.
Wait a minute, Drake. This one's gonna burn your biscuits right here. Dre, will you let one of your boys holler at her? What happens when one of your boys try to holler at me?
A couple of my homeboys have tried to holler, but this is the thing. The dude used to be my boss. I took his position. He trained me to be the supervisor or whatever. And Ray was dying to come hang out with me one day. This is right after I had my back surgery and shit. Because he called and check on me and shit every day, asking how my back and how my health and all that going, right? So one day, it was March Madness. Me and best friend had went to the kickbacks to watch the basketball games and shit. So this fool comes up and Ray was like, yo, I'm going to come up there and kick it with you. He comes in, and the first thing he sees is her, and she got this tight shirt on. All he was looking at, the kid is like, god damn. Now, remind you, Ray is white, and he's married with two kids. She goes to the bathroom. This fool was like, man, you got to hook me up. I'm like, Ray, what the fuck? Like, are you serious right now? You got a brand new baby. Your baby still got no smell on it. What the fuck? He was like, nah, just playing, man, but she cute as hell. He was like, did she talk to people? I was like, man, hey, go ahead at your own risk. I warned them. Because they think that it's going to be like some old player shit that they can go in there and talk to her and do whatever. You know what I'm saying? They try to get away with some slick shit and try to be smooth with it because they got a girl on the side and they try to be all pimplicious and shit, but little did they know they getting played like a goddamn puppet because she's a fucking dude in the inside. And they don't believe me when I say this. Like, you cannot play a player. And then they...
You showing the
fucking it's like three of my homeboys tried to holler, and they was married. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? And then another one of my homeboys tried to holler. He was trying to be all smooth with it and whatever. Then she noticed that he liked only ugly girls because he brought his girl to the party. And it was so funny because he tried to act like, you know what I'm saying, like he was downplaying it or whatever. And then one of my cousins tried to holler. Then next thing you know, he was like, man, I want to holler, but I'm getting ready to get married in two or three more months. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why is everybody trying to holler at her? And she's a fucking pimp. And then it never fails when they do. It's like one of my homeboys, he's a DJ, you know, his brother came to the little thing or whatever, and he thought he was going to come down here and be all pimp, but for crying the blues, texting and shit. It's like, I tell them straight up, like, y'all, like, it's, okay, it's this wrestler. Her name was Oscar. She knew wrestling in WWE. And they always, her little quote thing is, nobody's ready for Oscar. And she'll yell it. And so when my homeboys try to ask me, yo, what's up, man? You got to hook me up. And I tell them, Nobody's ready for her. Oh, man, she's sweet. She's innocent. She's cute. She wears glasses. She's a nerd. Okay. Try if you want to. Then you're going to be sitting there texting me mad because you can't get through and you done fucked up and then she done put you in your place and then you on the shelf. You in the damn, she picked you when she feels like it. And then the nigga be looking like, be sitting there like, man, that's fucked up with your girl, man. She, like, she ain't see me in the club, man. She over there with another nigga. Nigga, you came in here, we fuck ass with a whole nother chick. Do you think she just gonna be all up in your face like that? No. And then they get angry because when shit happens, she don't get mad. She's like a dude. She's like, okay, you wanna play that role? I play that role too, fine. Then when they see her with three or four other cats and shit, they get mad. They can't take it. That's why it's like, y'all not ready for her. That's why she ain't gonna never, ever have no damn boyfriend or no husband. She's a damn player. To the Himalaya. The back of the all cats, man. She's a damn dude. When I say she's a dude, she's like one of the dudes that just damn treats the girls like hot spam. Like they don't give a fuck. And that's definitely
nobody
her.
Bad. Wait a minute now. I don't treat nobody bad.
You don't
do
treat them bad. But you put them motherfuckers in timeout. That's a damn show.
I do.
That's a damn show. You'll put a nigga in timeout.
I won't have you for a little while.
Exactly. You'll put him in timeout in a minute. Man, you know, I just wanted to talk to you. Well, you know what? You're getting on my nerves. You in timeout.
But it's so funny because, and I used to get on him about it. I was like, man, because he would tell me after the fact. Because, matter of fact, there's a dude right now, saw Dre in the street. I wasn't with him. Saw him. Said, hey, man, you know Jay? Then he said my government name. And he said, Dre was like, who? And he was like, you know, the little light-skinned girl you be with all the time. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's my best friend. And he was like, oh, man, she don't never talk to me. When she sees me. One, I don't pay no attention to a lot of people. Y'all, I promise you I don't pay attention. I just be in my own little zone. But the last few times that me and Dre have actually been out together and we've seen this dude, he's looked me dead in my face and ain't said nothing. Now, when you're doing stupid shit like that, you're not going to get my attention. What you're going to do is me laughing at your ass because you walk up and stand beside me and still don't open your fucking mouth. I'm not about to approach you. I'm not about to do it. What? Because the thing about you is that you really don't like me like that. Because every time I see you, you with some old rainbow shopping skinny chick. Like, what? You don't like my type. You don't like my type. You don't like my type. You're not ready. You are not ready. Like, you definitely don't like my type. So it's just so funny, and I just laugh at it. And Dre has even experienced me being in the same room with dudes that I actually do like, and I don't flinch.
She still treats him like shit.
No, I don't. Prime example, I see a dude that I deal with or whatever, brought another girl. I walk up to him. I say, hey, how are you doing? He's like, I'm good. How are you? I'm like, oh, dude, give me a hug. Why are you acting like you don't want to give me a hug or something? Give me a hug.
And that nigga was shook. He didn't know what to do.
And he gave me a hug. I even was like, oh, so this is your friend. What's your name? And I asked her what her name is. I stand there and I have a conversation with her for a second. And then I pull him to the side. I was like, hey, she's kind of cute. She's got a fat ass. And he was like, what? And then I said, hey, have a good night. And walk off.
And then the whole night, that motherfucker was just looking. And he was just waiting on her to pop off. Yo, that was the funniest shit ever. I couldn't stop laughing.
What was I supposed to get mad?
That's what he thought.
You're like, he thought I was supposed to get mad, but I don't.
I don't get mad at shit like that. I don't. I'm not that person. I'm not. Now we would have had a conversation if she was a bucket. Don't you ever disrespect me bringing that bucket up in here. If she was a bucket. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. We don't have them type of problems. Wait a minute. I think that there was another question. Let me go back to my inbox. Okay, so this is going to really switch gears. Tanisha wants to know, do aggressive women get better results with men? Dre, I don't know because I ain't no aggressive woman. I don't really
approach no better. Because I have experienced a lot of aggressive-ass older women, and that shit makes no sense. In a way, it turns me on, but in a way, I'm like, God damn, she want to rape me. Like I be feeling offended. Like, I be feeling like a cheap piece of meat sometimes.
Oh, you was feeling
but
like
aggressive,
a man.
But in what way? Like, mentally aggressive?
Yeah, just like the last party. We went to a party last weekend. Was it last weekend? Weekend for last. We went to a party.
Weekend for last.
Me and best friend was up in there dancing or whatever. So Bessie was getting her little groove on. She was dancing or whatever. The chick waited just as good as she walked off. She's like, this was the funniest shit ever because I ain't never heard the female talk like a dude before. She went leaned over. She's like, yo, is that your bitch? I was like, what?
Because
she said it's like a dude. You know how dudes be like, yo, that's your bitch? That girl said, that lady said, is that your bitch? I was like, what are you talking about? The little short, cute, light-skinned girl. And I was like, no, why? I thought she approached me like she won, like she thought, I thought she was like one of them bulldoggers. I thought she was going to try to get her back on. I was like, no, that's not best friend. She said, oh, because I see y'all here all the time, and I just want you to know that ass is fat. And that bitch grabbed my butt, and she walked the fuck off. She said, I want you to know that ass is fat. That's what she said, Medisa. I felt like a piece of meat. I felt so cheap and used. And I'm just sitting there looking at her. I'm looking at her, and then my homeboy was like, did she just grab your ass and walk off? I said, she just grabbed a nice little chunk of my butt and walked off. He said, God damn, that was rude. Are you all right? You need to call the sex people? You feel violated? And we just started laughing. I was like, what the fuck just happened? And I was what the fuck? And then I leaned back up against the pole, got back on my little phone. I'm sitting there chilling because people kept tagging me in a little post. I'm trying to read the post. And then she walks right by. She, handful of dick, walked by six. She did the cheapest shit ever. You know how men be in the club, they always trying to clock cheap feels on women. They be like, brush the dick against the damn butt. She's like, excuse me. This bitch walked by me, bumped up against me and grabbed a handful of dick. She's like, excuse me. Like, bitch, what the fuck? You just gonna grab my ass
you
and you're gonna go through and grab my nuts. And so that aggressive shit, in a way, it depends on how they say it and how they do it. Sometimes it's a turnover. Sometimes you be wanting to fight a motherfucker. Like, hold my phone. I'm about to steal off on this bitch. Instead of holding the purse, hold my phone.
Medisa, girl.
But I love when a woman approaches me. Because I hate being in the club and you making fucking eye contact and she smiles and you smile and you go over there. You be like, hey, what's up? Nothing. And the bitch walk off. Then you sitting there with the Prices Right loser on. Boom, wham.
You're so
like, bitch, you're
smiling at me.
You're just cash contact. We had eye contact. You were just smiling at me. Then you just going to walk the fuck off. I hope you fall.
I like that Asian girl feel.
Exactly.
I think in some situations,
like,
it's okay for a woman to be both aggressive sexually and then aggressive when she's trying to holler. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes some might go after it. Now, I'm not going to just go up to some random ass nigga and start, you know, grabbing his piece. I'm not going to do that, like, no. But, you know, if it's somebody that I'm like that with, I might, you know, do a little something, something. But, you know, to each their own. So I think nowadays women are not afraid anymore to be the aggressor sexually and socially in a situation. Because, you know, back in the day, it was like, you know, good girls, we just wait for them to come. No. We live in another day and age. And sometimes you got to go after what you want. You know?
I don't like the ones that give you the eye contact, give you the look, and y'all exchange numbers, and then she acts like she can't damn conversate over the phone or don't act like she don't want to talk.
Oh,
like,
she can't Well, some people don't know how, you know, some people do not know how to carry on a conversation, a real in-depth conversation, and that's what you need to understand. You know, sometimes it takes another person to bring that out of a person. You know, some people just don't, they don't have a mouthpiece, you know. They don't, everything is awkward with them. So, you know, it just may be that, not necessarily that she's not, you know, that she don't want to, you know, the situation where she's not in a situation where she doesn't want to talk, but she just really don't know how. You know, she might be intimidated, you know, for some reason. You know what I mean? So,
you know, I feel like when guys approach me, but then they just don't do it. And I don't.
If I see somebody, I'm like, I'm gonna go holler. If I see somebody,
I don't do that.
Feeling, and I think they look good, I'm gonna tell them, you look good. How you doing? What's your name? I am. You know.
You know what? But now I do. Okay. I do. I now when you talk about the aggressive sex stuff, like I like that type of shit. But I don't do that. I don't approach guys. I don't do it.
Well, sometimes I do.
And sometimes I'm okay. And sometimes I'm okay with them not approaching me.
Right. If we like sitting there looking at each other, you keep staring, I keep staring, and your ass is not gonna come over and say nothing. I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna come and say something to you. Hey. How you doing?
I got something for you, boo. Okay, so the last time a guy approached me, Dre, you may remember this. It was during a day party during the summertime. And you remember the guy that watched, like, we was making eye contact. We was doing all it. And I even had my little sunglasses on, and he was still saw my little eye contact behind my sunglasses. So he does walk over and he starts talking to me. Okay, cool, fine. I'm not curving him, no nothing at all. So Dre, he's standing over there laughing because he's feeling like I'm shooting this guy down until he sees me pull out my phone. So we exchange numbers or whatever. Do you know? Okay, so first of all, I don't give my number out to nobody. That's number one. Number two, if I give you my number, I expect you to use it. If you don't use it in a matter of time, guess what? You get deleted because you were just trying to get phone numbers that day. You weren't trying to get to know me. So about 3 months down the line, I get this quiet-ass text message saying, hey, who is this? This is such and such. We met at the date party on such and such a date. Sir, it's been a 3 whole ass months. Can I help you? Did you get lost? Oh, it ain't like that. Sir, no, it is like that. You should have used my phone number within a week time. I don't give it. And you approached me, sir. You wasted some time. You could have went and talked to anybody else that day, but you chose to walk your ass over and talk to me. Now, you also found that I wasn't as stuck up as you probably thought I was, but now you're about to realize I'm a bitch when it comes to certain stuff. Like, I can be one. And he was like, oh, it's not that serious. And then it was because the thing was I was getting ready to go out of town to go see somebody else or whatever. And he was like, so what you been up to? I said, oh, I'm packing. Where are you going? Why does it matter to you? Mm-hmm. Now,
if you would have asked me this 3 months ago when you got my phone number, then this conversation would have been different. But you held on to it for 3 whole ass months. And then you sending me pictures talking about something. You remember me. Bitch, I remember you. I know who you are. I don't forget much. I know exactly who you are. And I know exactly that you didn't use my goddamn phone number until now. Was your phone broke? Were you out of the country? Do you got a job that kept you away from your phone or something? And then all to find out that you was just sitting here around the corner. Nick, if you don't get your ass somewhere and sat down, I ain't heard from him since, because guess what? Deleted and blocked and decided, you know what? You didn't deserve to be in this space. You didn't deserve to be here. No. You don't deserve any of this.
But hey, you fucked up, brother. You fucked up.
For me to say, yes, I cheated on you.
You don't deserve nothing. Like, that's why it's hard for guys to try to get to know me, because they do stupid shit like this. I opened the door to give you an opportunity when we met. You know what I'm saying?
And you just do something
different. I'm not going to text you first. I'm not going to text you. I'm not going to do that. You don't have to text me. You're not doing that. I think the most creative ways, and this is probably off topic, but it's sidebar. It's still around the same line, though. Like, the most creative way that a guy has approached me, it kind of took me back. Like, I was like, wait a minute. You did what? I'm like, okay. And, like, showed genuine-ass interest. And to this day, we still talk. Like, yeah. Like, the way that he approached the situation is like he waited to the best opportunity to do so. It's not while I'm around 1,000 people who are vying for all of my attention. He waited for a second and said, okay, this is the moment that I can get her to talk to me. And he did. And it wasn't no line. It wasn't no nothing. Like, it was more like, oh, you're getting ready to leave, because I was actually getting ready to leave the function that I was at. I was like, getting ready to go. I was saying goodbye to everybody. And it was like, well, let me walk you to your car. And I was like, okay. All right. You can walk me to my car. Walking me to my car turned into me standing out there for about another hour talking. It's not that hard. I'm not as mean as the world may think I am. If you approach me properly and you act like you have good sense, guess what? You might win. You might. Just might.
You approach me on some dumb shit, you gonna get your ass handed to you, and you gonna be like, I'm never gonna walk up to another light skinned girl ever again, cause I'm creepy.
So yeah. So.
But yeah, that nigga tried it, honey. He tried his best. Yeah, he tried. Holy short fat nigga. You ain't my type. I don't need to do.
But there's y'all people.
Y'all people out here in these streets.
But, Lord. Yeah. So, Dre don't mind aggressive chicks. So, y'all aggressively.
It just depends on how it is, man. Like, I love when a woman approached me and let me know that she want to holler or she wanted to get the number or whatever. I can't stand a female to beat around the bush. That irritates me.
Hey,
that's
what
just
you
like
mean
that
to me?
Question that we had earlier, and I said the story of my life. I can't stand when somebody puts you try your best to holler, but they want a friend zone you. Then when they see you out and you with somebody else, here these motherfuckers go, and then they want to get a damn attitude. And then, like, I done got deleted like six times in the last 3 weeks.
By one person.
But it's some other females that are doing it too. Then they inbox me and tell me why they deleted me. Oh, I seen you with them bitches at the ski trip. Like, those are my friends that I met on the ski trip a couple years ago when I went out. I can't help it. You don't want to them. You don't like going out. Don't like having the damn fun. Nah, you a ho-ho. You this, you that, just because I took pictures with them. And I'm like, bitch, you didn't want me. Why are we having this conversation? Like, why are you in my inbox telling me I'm a ho-ho? You never tried to holler. I never tried to holler. So then when I was like, oh, you must have a crush on me. I did, but I'm over it now. And then they deleted me. So how the fuck am I supposed to know that you wanted to holler at me if you quiet? You sitting over there, just sitting there looking at my post. You don't like, you don't comment. You never tried to inbox me and told me that you had a crush on me. You just sitting there and admiring my dumb ass, and I could be making crazy ass posts and shit. And then you get mad and want to roll your little eyes when you see me out in public with talking to people. Oh, is that your little girlfriend? Like, no. That's one of my homegirls. Then I'd be like, well, why you, then she'd be like, why you dancing with her all the time? Y'all always dance. Bitch, her husband is sitting right over there in the corner. And I ask him why he let her dance with me. She asked to dance, I dance. I'm a dancer. I can't help it. I should have been on Solid Gold, maybe Soul Train. I'm a dancer.
Shut your
I like to dance.
Up. I'm with you right now. Is this fool
saying? Girl, listen. I'm going to tell you like this. If I go sit down because my feet hurt and he's still a dancer, he's a dancer.
Exactly. I'm a damn dancer. I dance. That's
just
the good.
Okay,
I'm off
just
the
tripping
train.
Off the fact that Solid Gold or Soul Train. I can't. I'm done. He said, "Girl, man. He think he on Soul Train. He think he on Soul
Train.
Soul
Train or
Soul Gold.
He
gonna be ready for the reboot of Soul Train, girl."
Exactly. I could have been damn dancing with the little Asian chick with the long hair. That was my girl. She would have been my girlfriend by now. We'd have been dating by now. I'd have been on Soul Train. My uncle told me if I lay up under the TV on my back while she dancing, I could look up her dress. And a nigga like me was trying to do it at the age of 6 or 7 years old. I didn't stop doing that shit till I was about damn 10. Mad as hell. And didn't you see not one damn thing. Looking at the TV upside down with a goddamn headache.
You can just tell anybody any old thing, they're going to do it. Just gonna do it.
Like,
that's
prime example.
Not even being a leader,
uncle,
just
my uncle, I shit you not. My uncle Roger knew that I had a thing for that girl. That little Asian chick, shit. That little Asian chick was my boo until Rosie Perez came on there, and it was a done deal. Yep, I broke up with her.
Mm-hmm.
She don't know it, but I broke up with her.
You broke up with her?
Yeah, I broke up with the little Asian chick when Rosie Perez came on there. When Rosie was on there,
I was
done with the little Asian chick. We was through. I had to break up with her
right now because I can't. I ain't never in my whole
I know you ain't over there laughing. I bet you watched Soul Train with Shamar Moore. His little stiff ass, light skin ass, couldn't dance was on there.
No, I didn't. I was not.
Yes, I found him to be too corny for Soul Train.
I didn't know he was on there. I didn't pay no attention. I'm just saying. I didn't pay no attention to him. I didn't even know he was on there.
Like she sounds like she's just a goody two shoes her whole life. Like she just walked around from the age of two all the way to 30 something with a halo over her head. She didn't start being bad. She hit 32.
I said I was a goody two shoes, damn it. Ooh, I put what? Come on now. I'm a new guy.
He told me earlier that I got horns, honey. So you don't. He told me I am nobody's angel and I got horns and everything.
I told that helper she was an ancient nigga. Just like the females be saying, you an ancient nigga. I told her she was an ancient nigga. She died laughing, yo. She died laughing. She said, I am not. She felt so appalled. She was like, I am not.
You are crazy.
After what she told me today, I was like, oh, my God, you an ancient nigga. She said, oh,
yeah,
well, I don't like him, but he can keep right on sending it, but I don't like him. I was like, She owned her 1985 light skin girl shit hard this month, boy. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I was
Lord,
on my 1985.
Girl.
I was only 4, so I didn't know how to add, you know, add like the light skin girl.
Yeah, you
Lord,
you,
I was
you,
on the 4.
Your 85 light skin girl shit. Well, I'm telling you.
I was on the 4. I don't even know
she
what
that
was like.
She be looking at them. She be looking at them dudes like, look at these bitches. They all sweating. Look at these bitches.
She talking
to her, Medusa, like, it reminds me of that song, Climax had, Meetings in the Ladies Room, and it's the part
oh,
the girl
goodness.
Was just talking, the part that she was just talking, somebody slap me, because I'm so sexy, these bitches is hating on me, somebody just slap me, because I'm so sexy, that motherfucker, boy, she is hell on wheels, boy, y'all just don't know.
I can't. I'm not that bad.
He exaggerates. I want y'all to understand that Dre exaggerates shit.
Nah, she knows she ain't shit, nigga.
She has said it herself.
That's funny for her. She has called herself an ain't shit, nigga. That's funny for her.
every time
she'll say it, she'll hit me with what she tell me story. She listen, Linda. Let me tell you,
Linda.
And then she'll tell me what the hell happened. That shit be funny as fuck, yo.
Oh,
my
and
goodness.
I'm like, man, listen.
I can't.
You can determine by how long the man is, how this is about to be some shit. Man, listen.
I'm telling you about this damn
just yeah. But you don't understand, like.
What I just want to say, I let for everybody asking questions today about us. It's like this when it comes. I don't block on best friend. When them dudes ask me, can they talk to us? I just started singing that song. The name of that song, that old school song, play at your own risk. Go at your own risk. That's all I can tell you. Go at your own risk. I'm telling you, you'll find out the hard way. Then when they see me without her, man, your girl ain't shit, man. She get on my nerves, man. Shoot, she ain't right, man. Like, why you complaining to me like a female? And then you'll be crying to me like a female. And I told your goddamn ass, go at your own risk. Dude, you want to go in there trying to be a damn no-limit soldier, trying to be whore, like the West Coast people say, trying to be whore. Thinking you got it like that, then you're looking like a fool. Just start singing the song.
It's never the single ass friends. It's always the one who got somebody who
always
got a wife.
Got somebody or married and thinking they a player, player. And then they be sitting there singing that song. Everybody plays the fool. Woo!
And I'm like, why? I can tame her ass.
But the whole time, while they saying that, she's laughing and singing that song in her damn head. I love home to be with my side piece. Them dudes be trying to have her in a whole relationship, but little did they know, she got five pieces. She left home to be with her five pieces.
Oh,
like
my God. I can't. He's lying on me. Y'all, he's just exaggerating. He's exaggerating this point, because I'm clearly
my.
I'm single as hell.
Be with my five.
Let's do it up. I'm
very single. That's a great thing.
It's very sick. But see, one of them, like, he's like, one of them, he's like my type, right? He's exactly my type. But he like other girls.
So,
oh, Lord.
He said he like other girls.
He do. He like whole buckets.
Yeah, he's good.
God. And every now and again, he'll jump in my inbox and he'll say something. But I'd be like, get on out of here now. Get out of here. I'd be trying to save him.
Scram.
I'm telling him, get out.
Scram.
Get out of here. Get out of my inbox.
this ain't what you want.
Because you don't mess about him. You ain't going to like ugly girls no more. And Dre always
don't come to me. I'm for real. I don't want to hear that shit.
Want to share the beds in the house?
I don't understand what happened.
I love her, but she don't want nothing to do with me. I love her.
Yeah, bye. Nobody could have sat your wife down somewhere and listened. You didn't listen. That's what
listen,
you hard headed.
But I love her.
Listen.
But I love her.
Okay.
Oh God. But I love her. She ain't shit, but I love her.
A nigga like me just be laughing. I just be laughing my ass off. I think.
And yeah, one of them
just like
I do it on
woman.
Purpose.
Oh,
I feel like every time you feel like
the poor little fella from last week that sat there and asked me about you, then tried to damn say it real quick. Then when he see you, then when he see you, won't say that. Just walk
you
by
you.
You
talking about the tall dude?
Smelling like flowers.
Oh, you talking about?
You talking about that nigga?
Shitty wine. Talking about shitty wine.
I know you're talking about. I know what he's talking about. But wait a minute. I make one of his friends really nervous. I'd be like, he'll say, I'm hanging out with James and such and such and whoever else. And I'd be like, tell James, I said, hey.
And that fool.
Tell James,
I said. She said that, man. She said that for real. For real, she said that. I'm like, nigga, shut up. You got a whole family in the house.
Whole family.
And this is the shit I put up with Medisa. That's why I said I'm coming to Arizona to stay with you for about 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, because she's going to drive me nuts.
Bye, Lance.
I can't.
Bye.
I'm going to Arizona and lay in the grass with Medisa.
Bye. Go. And drink white people box wine. Go, baby. Give me
break. I don't know about this box wine, because that ain't going to be right. Both of us sitting there doing the bed and rubble ass. That ain't going to be cool.
Shut up.
Oh, y'all crazy.
Love y'all. Sitting out there drunk off that cheap-ass wine.
I ain't lying. Sitting there drunk in Arizona, laying in the grass, looking like the damn beginning of the episode of Fool. Was it just Fool House?
You stupid. Shut up.
But yeah. Yeah. I don't get time for that person. I get that. Y'all love me. Y'all are so funny. We want to thank the people over at AT&T for hanging out, even though some of your questions got ridiculous as hell.
I ain't lying. Who are these people over there anyway? I need to talk to all these individuals.
To the individuals? To them. Individuals.
Tell them what's up. Tell them what's on your mind. Tell them about it. Tell them all about it.
Like I'll be sitting there blocking on my best friend. Like I'll be sitting there telling them dudes not to talk to her. I think it's funny because I laugh.
Yeah,
there's
wait a minute. And he don't keep the strange ones away from me either. He'll leave me over there by myself, and then one of them little strange cookies come walking up to me, and he's sitting over there kicking and laughing.
Okay.
That's how that dude said that dumb shit when we was dancing. And this Negro sitting back there kicking in the laugh. He got to
take
me.
I was standing beside you when he said it, though. So I wasn't too far. It was just funny the way he said it. Because he was just like, he was aggressive that night, like them women. But that was funny.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting sick of these edges ass half of posted stuff.
Oh, Lord, not the
exercise. Oh, no. I'm just scrolling through my timeline. I just saw Edge's half on. Saw Edge's half on.
Mm-hmm.
All in the camera. Housers. Wow.
Ooh, so we got 5 minutes left in the show. We have last.
I just want to say that I'm big mad because I didn't know about the concert tonight. I forgot about it. I'm pissed off because I could be watching them, the Isley Brothers. I'm upset.
I had no intent of going to that. I didn't forget because Trey Songz is supposed to be here tonight at Bukana's. I just don't want to get shot.
Damn.
He's supposed to be where?
Damn. He's at Bukana's.
I just want to go see Isley Brothers.
Because Bukana's is one way in and one way out. So, no.
Mm-mm. I just want to see the eyes
okay.
Brothers
thing. I like the way you move your body.
The Isley Brothers, I like
well,
the way you move
to...
your body. That's the shit.
They were talking about that last night when we was at the dinner with the other DJs or whatever.
They were talking about
I'm not a DJ. I'm a radio. They were talking about the Isley Brothers, how they like to have they like to have Hennessy and 5 bottles of any white liquor.
Yep. No motherfucker, because you know the lead bass guitar, he's from Martinsville.
Oh, I don't know
that. The
one
that always be with Ronald Isley, the short bald headed one. He's from Martinsville. He's from Carville. He's from right up the damn road. And that fool, I know his family. He's a drunk.
Oh,
but they get it in though. And that's one of the Florida theme songs that Move Your Body joint. Them motherfuckers, that track right there, come on, and Keep It Flowing, because Keep It Flowing is like one of the songs they play at the end of the club when it's about to go, and they were like, it's 2:00, and we still going with this, man. I love partying in Florida, man. Them dudes, them chicks and dudes, I need to go hard, yo.
Okay.
Well, this year has really been quiet tonight. What's wrong with you? You all right?
Oh, man, she was talking. I was talking. I'm just listening.
Yeah, but you ain't in Medusa mode.
What? Oh, what you mean?
You ain't pumped up.
I'm probably because I'm not as drunk as I normally be, but yeah. No, you know, I'm a little tired.
Because Dre is drunk.
I am not. I only had 4 cups of daggone Patrick Ronald, so I am good.
Did you hear him
say
4 cups, not 4 shots?
I can't deal with him. I'm not about to. So.
4 red cups. Not 4 shots.
Oh, you got 4 red cups?
Oh,
Rick. Yep. I said what I said.
Oh, my God. I'm not very. See, I'm just listening.
He's so desperate.
Yo, what happened to Ron tonight? What's wrong with him? We should have called Ron.
Yeah, we
you know what?
Ron.
I didn't even care, Ron.
I he went on here last week because all of us was here last week. But we were supposed to talk to Tracy this week, but Taylor's not here. So,
y'all haven't
read Tracy's book. So, yeah. But, who is this old strong fellow on my Instagram?
Oh.
He's a strong fellow.
Thank you, Bestie, for sending that email for me. It worked. She said that's what she needed.
Who?
Before we get out of this goddamn show, let me tell you about this person right here on this phone line. Listen.
What happened?
So this fool calls. He sent me a text message asking me what time I was heading back to my house. Working today. I said, so I'm calling him. I said, I ain't working my second pour, so what's up? He says, I need you to turn on your white woman and write this email for me.
What? So he feels like there's two different people. There's the work me, and then there's the other me. So he needed my work me to show up and do some work for him. So I get there to see what he's talking about, and I'm thinking to myself. So I read what the email was supposed to be, like what she was asking for. And I was like, she's just asking you to put details into it. That's all she's asking you to do. I don't know what to do. You write it. She's just simply asking you to write down the exact amount that you're struggling with. So I sit there for a second, and I was like, okay, I'm about to write this email. I said, read it. He was like, okay, I'm offended. If he would have just done what I told him to do, he could have wrote the email himself.
Mm-hmm. I was drunk, okay?
Mind you, called me at 5 o'clock, so were you drunk at 5 o'clock?
Apparently. Yeah, because I started at like 4:30 watching ESPN. I surely did. And I was listening to DJ Jimmy Jam.
But I had to turn on my professional me when I ain't even clocked in.
But it worked.
So,
she had it out.
So it worked. Okay, well, fine.
Okay, that's good.
It worked.
Exactly. I said what I said.
Tell me. All right, so this is the week that completes our week for the show.
This completes our week.
This completes our week for this week of the code.
Okay.
So we will be back here in the same time, same place next week. What did I schedule? Oh, I scheduled it already, but I don't know what we're gonna talk about yet. But do look forward to the Friday after Valentine's Day, because we're gonna talk post Valentine's situation. I don't know what Valentine's is gonna be like this year. I don't know.
I'm boycotting Valentine's Day. Fuck Valentine's Day.
We can boycott it. I'll get behind it. I'll get behind it before I get behind Monique.
I'm like, what's his name? Winnie the Pooh.
That damn.
What's his name? Rabbit.
Mean ass rabbit.
On Winnie the Pooh. Unvalentine's Day. The Unvalentine's Day. That movie.
Okay,
I remember I got that movie.
That's right. We can do that. So we're going we're going to talk post Valentine's Day boycott. And then on the 23rd, we are going to be talking about Medusa's new book. And so
Wait a minute. Who boycotted what Valentine's Day? Y'all?
That's what we said.
Hold on. Let me put my deep sexy voice on. Hey. How y'all ladies doing? I'm single, and I love Valentine's candy. Valentine's candy and cards and flowers. I won't disrespect the flowers, even though when they die, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like some people on this show that disrespect the flowers when they die. So if you want, ladies out there, you know, if you're looking for a Virgo man, 42, with no kids, that likes chocolates and Valentine's cards and flowers, you can send me some flowers and some Valentine's cards. If you need my inbox, just inbox, and I'll send you the address. I don't mind accepting gifts. I'm single and ready to mingle. I'm not boycotting shit. Because I have been good on Valentine's Day the last 27 years, and in the words of Tank, I deserve. I want somebody to treat me treat me to
some spaghetti
dinner.
Maybe we can do the little spaghetti dinner thing,
and I can roll the little meatball to you with my nose, and we can do the strings, and I should not.
Okay.
Hey, shut up. I'm trying to respect you here, damn it, because y'all full-time, not sure. Ain't no Valentine's Day. Y'all females are a trip. That's why I'm going to get both of y'all a kitten. Y'all have a bunch of cats when y'all getting y'all damn kids to pee.
What? I don't like cats like that. I like dogs. But anyway, But what we were saying was on the 23rd, we will be discussing Medisa's new book that's coming out on the 26th of February called The Girlfriend Chronicles, along with Miranda Williams, and we're going to be talking about Yanni themes and whatnot. So we're excited about the month of February. So, so please just make sure you join us.
Well, Medisa, if I get my money right, I'm going to try to buy the book. If I don't, I'm going to just bootleg it somehow, so be prepared. That's all I can tell you.
Don't bootleg that book. Don't bootleg that book.
I'm showing love by bootlegging.
I've read some bootleg books before.
I'm a young up-and-coming author trying to make it out here in this world, you know, trying to kick corporate world goodbye and make my own way for myself. So, you know, I need every little coin that I can
coinage, okay? I know that.
Run me my coins. Don't bootleg it. Run me my coins, okay?
Right. Exactly. So, we have a fun field February, so we will be back here next week, same time, same place, same station and everything else. Be good to each other. Don't show out on nobody. And good night.
Good night, y'all.
Ladies. Just remember to inbox me. I like chocolate and flowers.
We're going to have a video chat after this call because I want to see what Draco got to say. But, okay. Good night. Everybody say good night.
You don't raise me flowers.